boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky B. We got Taryn Daly over there.
Yo, yo. Happy Friday, babies.
Very special edition of The Broadcast. But before we get to that, what are the numbers?
Give us a call if you like to call.
253-271-9343 or send us an email at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We are brand new on Instagram and the handle is the same as our Twitter handle. It's thebroadcast999.
Woo!
How Facebook creative,
well,
right?
Yeah,
we're on the Facebook, and today is going to be an awesome day. Vicky, tell us why.
Well, you can tell us why.
Okay, I'll tell you why. We have Heather McDonald, the comedienne, hilarious lady, joining the broadcast today. We hope you guys enjoy it. Okay, broadcast fans, we are having the most special day because we have an amazing guest in the studio with us, Heather McDonald, who you may know from shows like Chelsea Lately, and you've worked with the Wayans brothers.
White Chicks, yeah.
White Chicks, yep, which is hysterical.
All About Sex on TLC.
Yes, so much good stuff, and we're so happy that you're here. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
She's going to be performing, you were at the Parlor last night in Bellevue, and you have two shows this evening.
Yes, same
And two
place.
More tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 p.m., is that
yes,
right?
Yes, both nights, yeah.
Awesome.
Go to parlorlive.com for more information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the ticket stuff. But yeah, welcome to our little slice of paradise. You ended up coming on a very beautiful day.
Yes.
Like, have you ever been to Seattle or have you ever gotten explored a little
bit? No, I've come to Seattle many times and I've had a lot of really nice days like this. Like, I don't mean to brag, but like Jesus loves me. And every time, right now it's raining, which we need desperately in LA, but it's like raining. And I did a radio show a couple days ago, like a call-in. And the poor girl is coming to LA this weekend. And I felt so badly because I'm like, oh my God, we've had the most incredible weather, like the warmest February. It's so great. And now it's raining. And then I come here and it's gorgeous.
Oh my
so
gosh.
It's like clearly God's just like,
well, you're
really
his favorite.
Into me.
You're his
like,
favorite,
like,
obviously.
Really, yeah.
Everything great happens.
Yeah. So it's beautiful. I just love looking out at the water and everything. It's so nice here.
Oh, good. Well, we're happy that you're enjoying it. And thanks for bringing the sunshine because we don't get a lot of that. It's very it's very dark and gloomy a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of a treat. But yes, you're performing a couple amazing shows tonight and tomorrow at the Parlor. And people can get tickets through
parlorlive.com.
Parlorlive.com. Mm-hmm. All right. And we're very excited. You are one of the funniest women in comedy. I know that Sage is actually like a super huge fan
super
girl.
Huge fan.
Super She's keeping it together.
She told me that you were coming on April Fool's Day. And I was like, this better not be a joke.
Oh,
I'm going to cry if this is a joke.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, so we were just pumped to have you here.
And we are the broadcast. We love to showcase like awesome women, whether it's in comedy. We've talked to like burlesque dancers and everything. And we love to get the word out there of awesome talent and also support our fellow women. Because I kind of noticed that you could be a bitch. Like, I'm a bitch sometimes to Sage. Like, well like in a fun way. But I'm tired of seeing us like bringing each other down, like as ladies. And like I freaking love your comedy. I love like that you're real about it. I love that, you know, you can poke fun as well.
Well, can I ask a question?
Yes.
I'm directing the show now, but I want to talk to people because when I'm by myself, it's like I'm in a hotel room. Okay, so the whole Amy Schumer glamour thing.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It made me laugh. I was like, this is hilarious. Like, I love her. I think she's hilarious. I love the show. I've never seen something she didn't do that and laugh. But I'm like, okay, Amy, even you have to laugh at this. Like, that's so funny. Like, don't call me. Like, I know it's going to be a great bit in her act, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's
definitely.
Like, how hilarious is that? Is that, and you just didn't like who you were placed with. You know, you didn't like that it was Adele. And you know what's crazy? What I also heard is that I guess there was talk that Rebel Wilson may play Adele in a movie. And Adele does not like that. I'm like, because she's too fat.
Oh, my God!
Nobody wants a person to play them that's 1 pound heavier than them or a little bit less attractive than them.
Yeah.
I did a celebrity ghost story. Do you remember that show? It was this A&E show. Well, celebrity ghost stories, which not my proudest moment, but they pay, and Catholic school is not free, so they're like, "Here you go, have a ghost story," and I'm like, what does it pay? I think I do. You guys are really scared, so I had this ghost story that happened, and I tell it, and it was basically I kind of had like a sex dream, or raped by a ghost, either or. Okay, could have been a sex dream, could have been a ghost came in my room and had sex with me.
Like Anna Nicole?
Did she?
Anna Nicole, like, always claimed that she was having a sexual affair with a ghost.
It is a thing that's a lot of people think happened. Yeah. I mean, I felt like this body was on top of me. I felt like I could feel like the hairs on the arm. Ooh. And literally the next day, I was like telling my friend I had a really weird sex dream. And the next day they're like, do you have a ghost story? And I'm like, I think it's a sign. I think that was a ghost.
Oh,
and I think I'm meant to be on the show. So anyway, you tell your story and they do like a reenactment. So it's me talking. And my husband had never laughed harder because he never seen me do anything like serious on TV. And I'm like, I was shaking. Like, it was so lame.
Oh, my God.
But the girl playing me, like, looked nothing like they're like, so I do a lot of stand-up. And it's this girl and she's like short. And I'm very tall, and she's heavier, and she doesn't look like me. I'm Irish Catholic. She looked more like a New York Jewish girl, probably because they found like some New York Jewish girl actress. And I was like, oh my God, like, where's Audrina Patridge? Like, that's who I, like, if I was going to pick, like, a 28-year-old me, it was going to be Audrina Patridge. It wasn't going to be this girl. So I'm like, and normally in any other reenactment when it's like a lifetime, like, who the hell did I marry type of snapped or whatever, the actors are always more attractive than you. So I'm like, that's Adele, who's gorgeous, and so is Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
But I'm like, and Rebel Wilson can sing, and I'm sure she can do the English accent. But I'm like, no, Adele is probably like, because Adele's now like getting thinner. So she's like, no.
Because it's not like a Rebel Wilson is a very filthy lady, but if you've ever really listened to Adele, she's actually kind of like, she's this classy, she has this classy air about her, but she is filthy too.
But I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. Like, who you don't. So when it was all going down, and I was like, no, you know, just don't label it. Don't call it plus. Don't call it, you know, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, and now we've got to change that. Like,
oh man,
you can't say plus. You have to say, you know, curvy or I don't
voluptuous.
Know.
But at what point
fluffy.
Does it stop being curvy? Like when can
never.
You start saying it?
Never.
Yeah.
Not even at 600 pounds.
Like 600 pounds. Yeah. Like, I'm curvy. I'm 600 pounds. It's all water, but I'm curvy. Like,
yeah. Big bone.
We were watching 600 pound life. With my 13-year-old son, why not? In like a marathon.
Yes.
And it was so funny. Like, they're getting to the age where it's kind of fun to like see their reaction to the world like that. So there was this girl, Lupe, and she's 600 pounds, and she's married, which I was like,
how the hell am I still single?
Exactly.
Jesus.
And not a bad-looking guy.
Oof.
Pretty nice. Like, getting her food and stuff. Anyway, she's one of the days she was really pissed as she was laying in her bed. And she's doing her weights, which are 1 pound weights, as she's laying there. She finds out that he has been friending some strange women on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
And she's furious. And she's like, you know what? Just because I'm like a little overweight does not mean that Jose can cheat on me. You know? And my son goes, yeah, I think he can.
Telling it like it is. I like
Jose,
that.
And he's like, I mean, come on. You can't even move your neck. Like, can the guy just, like, at least, like, talk to someone on Facebook? Like, I was like, oh, my God, this is so funny. But, I've told that to other people. I'm like, and I'm like, oh, come on. Like, I mean, look, I'm a little jealous. She has a reality show.
Yeah, it's
she's 600 deal. Pounds. She's on a reality show. I'm like, I'm 500 pounds too light to be on this reality show. But it's like, it's just, it's interesting.
Oh,
I wanted
goodness.
To, like, get you guys' opinion on the whole plus and... Are we going to have to change the name?
Well, you know, you mentioned Amy Schumer, and like, I identify with her for one reason in particular. I always joke that if I could get any liposuction, I would have it on my knees because I have like the most unflattering knees. They're like, I literally have knees that are like chunky, and I like them. They're fine. They're scarred up. They're crazy. They've put in some good hours and stuff like that.
Yeah, they have.
But Amy Schumer, when I saw her in a skirt for the first time, I was like, oh my God, we have the same knees. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was so excited because I always see women with like really hot knees. I'm like, God, look at those knees.
Do you have
so sexy.
The fat behind the knee?
Oh, yeah. I got the fat in the behind,
God,
the fat in the front, the fat on the sides. I just got big knees, and that's just going to be how my life is. But Amy Schumer and I have the same knees.
But everybody wants something different. Like,
right?
I am like very small boned and chicken leggy, and my ankles are this small. And I remember being like obsessed with how good like Porky Pig looked in a pair of heels. Yeah. Like, I love that curvy leg. And I think that Amy Schumer in the dress for her special, I was obsessed with looking at her. I thought that it was a perfect dress. I thought she looked great. And I agree with her. Yeah, she's not plus size, but you've got to laugh at it. And then they're like, it's inspiring and all of this. And no, you just inspired us to like not be a size 2. But I'm a size 6. We got it, Amy. Like, it's just so hilarious. And I was like, you know, if we're all going to be about, don't tell me about my size, we got to stop being bitches about men's penis sizes.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a mother of sons, look, I don't know if they're going to have big or not. I don't know. I can't be the only mother of a son that's gone to bed and worried about this, especially with how awful you girls are and how you like you talk about it and you post about it and everything. So I'm like, I just posted on Instagram. I'm like, if we're going to stop talking about our size, then we have to embrace all the penis sizes that we choose to come in contact with and love them just like the plus size penises, because yeah. Not everybody has a plus size penis.
That's very true. You know, my little quote about it is, it's not how long, it's not the size, it's how many times you can make it rise.
Yes.
That's great. Girl.
All right. Well,
put that on a quote on Instagram?
Right? Yeah. I'm going to tattoo that. I don't know. It's pretty, it's beautiful.
I feel like it needs to go on your lower back, but
yes. I'm on
inside
totally
the thigh.
Right there.
I'm on the Tinders because yeah, I have weirder workouts, and yes, I do the swiping and stuff. And one thing I noticed that all the guys do, they'll write the 6'2", in case you're wondering, 6'1", you know, 6'4", never anybody that's like under 5'11". But it's kind of funny that like that's the whole thing, like the comparison line,
the height.
Yeah, the height is the big deal. It's like, oh, you're not under 6 foot, then I can't be with
you. And
you
know what?
Yeah.
I did this dating thing called The Great Love Debate. It was like a dating podcast thing. And I was getting all these statistics, and it's like, at least in LA, it's such a small percentage of men that are even over 6 feet.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So when so many women ask for that, I mean, I don't think you need to like, I think you just, everyone needs to just be a little more open, you
totally
know, like,
yeah,
because it's like, that's lame if you're just not gonna, you know, and I was that person. I always asked for tall. I
well,
always
you're
asked
taller,
for tall.
Though, too.
I asked for tall and a full head of hair every time.
Is that so much to ask?
And I still have that person.
Yes.
And sometimes he's a big dick. And not in that way, just like an like, he was sick for 5 days, and I'm like, for 5 days? I'm
man
like,
flu.
I gave birth. Yes. I gave birth, and they kick you out after 48
yeah
hours. So I'm like, really? Like, he's like, my temperatures just went back up to 100. I'm like, then take a Tylenol and some water. Like, what? I'm like, to just be completely out. So finally, I did everything for 5 days, okay? I let him be in his room, everything. So I leave this morning. He's like, so how was the show? So I'm talking to him. He's being nice. Now he's feeling better. I'm all, did you go over Brandon's spelling and science? Silence. He's like, well, did you remind Brandon? I'm like, Brandon is 10 and has ADHD. No, I'm reminding the dad. Like, what the hell? I'm like, oh, motherfucker. Now he's going to come home with us. I'm like, I already had to learn all of California history. Like,
oh,
I already did social. Like, I feel like I'm going to be, do you remember in Blindside, that character of Kathy Bates, how she went to college with the black guy?
Yes.
Oh, that's
going to
be me. I have to go take all the courses with him and go to college with him. Like, at this point.
Now, tell me this. Would you embrace going back to college? I know that you are a USC girl.
Yes, with my son. Yes, I'm looking
forward to it.
So
would you go back? Have you ever gone back to visit?
Oh, yeah.
And what's it been like?
Well, USC is an amazing school, but it has become so difficult to get into that I can't imagine anybody is even that cool. No, I'm sure they are. They're cool and smart. But no, I mean, it's beautiful. It's a lot. It was beautiful when I was there, but it's like even nicer and more spread out. And there's like, you know, so no, I mean, I think it's great. I mean, my stepdaughter is starting to figure out where to go and kind of look at it. And I'm just like, just enjoy this time and try to find a place that's not going to break the bank. Like, I just really don't. I mean, I was spoiled, you know, and also it wasn't as much as like a ratio to what my parents were making back then for them
yeah
to pay for it. Like now it's just doesn't
it's
make
insane
sense.
It's
yeah.
Ridiculous.
So it's like, yes, they paid and I had a great time and all of that. But I'm like, you know, so I was telling my daughter, you know, she wants to be an artist. She's but she's also a really good student.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like, let's go to like I'm like, look, I think you're crazy to go to like Brooklyn School of Art, as cool as this brochure looks like.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, go join the cast of Girls and have a blast. Like, this is just so fun. But it's like $70,000 a year.
Wow.
And I'm like, to draw, I'm sorry to be a bitch, but I'm like, listen, I think like you should, you know, go to a state school in just for a couple years and then transfer.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Take some time.
Figure it out. Yeah. Because, but no, but I mean, going to school again, I think I'd be such a better student.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so great. I don't think people should skip it at all. I just think you got to be smart about it. It's just a different world.
Totally.
And there's so many other ways to get your education, you know?
Yeah. I always felt like, oh, go ahead.
I wish that I had waited a little bit because I went right out of high school.
Yeah.
And now I'm 26 and I'm like, I have a 4-year degree, $40,000 in debt.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm not even going to use it. I should have waited. And because now I actually have an idea of what I want to do the rest of my life.
I mean, I was dying to leave and experience that, but I did not major in film or drama or anything mm-hmm. because I was like, oh, I don't want to be a waitress at 27. Like, I'm going to run a corporation, you know. And then, like 3 years in, I wanted to switch, and it would have cost too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took like every class I could possibly take that was under the 18 units that you pay for. So I'd like take like a 2-unit character study or a 2-unit improv class or in my communications class, you had to do speech on date rape, and I did a monologue from Extremities. And everyone's like, what? It's like this small classroom with like these jocks.
Whoa.
And I'm like, get back there. I'm like doing these. And they're like, I think you're in the wrong major. I'm like, oh, just trying to have some fun with it. But no, I agree with you. Like, I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's any. What's great about this generation is like there's no shame in going to a JC or living at home or taking a little bit of time, or mm-hmm. being smart about the educational path that you take, whether it's skipping college and going to culinary school or whatever. You know, like, I think, because there's no guarantees anymore. These industries change so quickly. It's not like you're going to become an engineer and make a certain amount till you die. Like, that just doesn't exist anymore, so.
And there's so many jobs that are being created, like, Taryn and I are social media. Like, there was no such thing as a social media director, like, 5 years ago. But then all the jobs that people were doing are now kind of...
Yeah,
What's also great is even if you are 25 and really don't know anything about social media except how to post a selfie, you can go into a job, and because you're 25, you can tell anybody over 35 that you're a social media expert, and they will believe you.
Absolutely.
I got the job at 20. I've been here 6 years.
It's just like, I just need someone born before this year in the office.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I know, like, I went to Washington State University. And
Go Cougs,
yes. And I was in a sorority, and I know you were also in a sorority. So I was a Delta Gamma.
Oh, DG. Anchors away.
Anchors away, girlfriend. And so they used to... We had a lot of nicknames. I always like to say that we were daughters of God, but we were referred to more as either dick garages or a dong.
We were dick. They were dick grabbers.
Dick grabbers.
So I guess you guys were just a step above the sluttiness.
Yeah,
the DJs at our school were just grabbing them. You were actually receiving them.
No, absolutely. I remember those days.
And apparently, gobbling.
No, what were
them.
Gobbling? A lot of gobbling. No, what were the nicknames of the Gamma Phi Betas at
It was
USC?
A Grabba Phi Beta. Mm. That's the one I remember. Red Hot, like, there was a song, like, Gamma Phi Betas, Red Hot Tomatoes. So gay. I don't know. Sorry. Oh, I can't even say that. That's really my age coming out. Meaning geeky, not meaning. Oh, God.
Well, like, that was, like, all we would say, like, in high school. Like, this was, like, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, high school and middle school. Like, that's just our slang. Now you will get lambasted for saying that's gay.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you can't say anything anymore. And I feel like a lot of the kids, like, I want to say the kids that are, like, 5 to 10 years younger than, like, Sage and I.
Yes.
We're both 26.
Uh-huh.
The biggest freaking pussies on the planet. They're just like, I need my safe space because what you just said is making me uncomfortable. It's like, I just disagreed with what you said. That doesn't, what?
Just grow up.
I know. I told my kids, are like, you know, I'm like, come on, take a shower. You smell, take a shower. Stop bullying me. I'm like, how am I bullying you? I'm your parent who's keeping you. Do you want to be known as the kid that has in his ear? like literally I need to get a Q-tip in there. Like, don't you remember that being in school and you'd be like in line with somebody and you'd be like, holy f***, did you see Craig's ear? Like, I'm gonna barf. So I'm like, no, I'm not bullying you. I'm a parent. You can't tell, like, they're so, like, that is about the worst thing that you can say to a kid is bullying. My kids have never been bullied. They've only seen it, like, on a Disney show.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't even know what it is. And it's like, yeah, I totally agree with you. It's like, it's a very victim mentality. And everybody has to be some type of a victim you know, and that's very popular.
Yes. Yeah, whether I think it's race, like even sex, like whatever you are, like everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, recently my little group of friends up north, we did an old people's party where we all literally like did makeup and dressed up as if we were like 85 years old. And we had canes and wigs, and I actually borrowed some of my grandma's things, and like my grandma was all on board with it. I showed her a picture. We looked like the same person. It was totally freaking weird.
That's awesome.
But somebody, I posted a picture of it, and someone messaged me directly on Facebook and was like, I just want to hear your thoughts about this. I think it's a little bit wrong that you would have an old people's party. Would you encourage people to go to a party in full blackface? And I was like, whoa. Like, you just
took
that
to a whole other level. Like, ageism?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I couldn't even believe it. I'm like, dude, it was just a fun little party. And, like, my grandma thought it was awesome.
Well, can we not have a white trash party if we're, in fact, white?
Right? I mean, it's craziness.
Mm-mm. You know?
My favorite thing was somebody complained. We were talking about on the morning show, like, oh, you know, there's the problem with having, like, he calls it, BJ Shea calls it thin skindrome, where it's a syndrome where you just have really thin skin. And this girl comments on Facebook. She's like, I think it's funny that a white cis male would talk about how, you know, people have thin skin and blah, 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 blah. And, like, I shut her up. She never replied, but I wrote, as a Mexican-American woman, I kind of agree with him, but I appreciate your opinion. Like, I like that we live in a world, in a country that you can express those opinions. Never said anything back.
Yeah. But it's so interesting sensitive. How like the words how words have changed so much because during the whole Caitlyn Jenner transition, I was looking at my People magazine and it was about this little person family. You know, the little person family, they adopted the Asian boy and the Indian girl.
Uh-huh.
So there was a picture of them and it said the headline was whatever the little girl's name is, you know, Susie or whatever. Susie, as she goes through her, has been having a difficult time transitioning. And my initial thought was, oh, this little person Indian girl is also a transgender child.
That's the lottery right there.
Because I was like, oh. And then I realized, Heather, no. She just meant that the transition from India to being adopted in America, the transition is going well. And I'm like, you can't say transition anymore.
No.
You have to say, you know, the journey or the move or whatever. Like, you couldn't even say, oh, my transition from my apartment to my house. Oh, are you staying the same sex when you get to your house? Like, I was like, oh, my God. So then I thought that was really funny. So I took a picture of it, and I was like, wow, this is amazing that this family has adopted this little Indian little person who is transitioning into a boy. And I just took a picture of it, and not one person didn't know the truth. They all thought the little person was transitioning. And they all were like, that's amazing. They're an amazing couple. I wish him the best. Please call him a him. Then people going back and forth. And then finally one person's like, I wonder if I didn't know that child was trans. Like, and that child's like three too.
Jesus.
Like that you already know. Like, you can't just be like a tomboy.
Like,
for
I'm
a
in
minute.
The wrong body. I'm three. I gotta go for it.
I heard you can't even say that anymore. That's offensive. Like tomboy. Somebody said that might
right.
be offensive.
I was a huge tomboy. And I looked like a boy. I straight up had short hair. I wore, like, I was totally grungy.
Yeah.
And I would, when we would go to McDonald's, I would get the boy toys.
Me too. I always loved the boy
and
toys.
And then I loved them, but I would be pissed because I would be like, I'm a girl. Give me the My Little Pony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean they would give it to you because they thought you were a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually wanted the boy toy.
Oh, I wanted them. But I mean, like, when you get them and you haven't actually told them that you want the boy toy. It's just kind of,
you're like,
oh,
I need to reevaluate a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, that's funny, though. It is. It's, you know, you have to be a genderless human and, or, you know, a sexless human or not a human. How do I know?
You can't have a presence anymore. I was reading like a post, like a Huffington Post women article, and it was saying like things not to say around your fat friends. It's like, we know we're fat, blah, blah, blah. And one of them was, if you lost some weight, don't talk about it in front of your fat friends, basically, because it might make them feel bad. I'm like, so if I'm losing weight, and my friend's still fat, like, why can't I, like, why can't I celebrate my victory? Like, we're supposed to be like, hey, good for you. Like, I'm not, like, and, like, I have friends who have lost a lot of weight, and I'm still, you know, at my after high school weight, as you may say, or even after this job weight. I'm like, it's nobody's fault but my own. Like, I'm the one who's still eating burgers in bed, like, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon watching TV. Like,
I always say I'm working on my before picture. Don't worry. I'm working on my before picture.
But it's like, why? Like, that just pisses me off. It's like, you can't say anything positive. Yeah. Like, because your own presence, like, being a beautiful, attractive, like, thin woman, if you stand in front of a, like, a heavier woman, like, I read a lot of the Tumblr posts.
Uh-huh.
and they're the crazy, like, neo-Nazi feminists. And they're some of the craziest.
Tell me, what do they say?
Like, and it's even, like, about race and about everything. Like, they'll say stuff like that. She's like, oh, my God, you're, you know, this is triggering me. Like, I'm triggered right now. It's like that weight, like, the fact that you post about your weight loss, that's triggering me right now. And that is not helpful. Don't post this without a trigger warning.
Wow.
Or even, like, a race thing. Like, one person wrote, she was saying, it's like, don't talk about Martin Luther King Jr. if you're white. You're not allowed to quote him. He, like, just because went on this rampage, like, only black people can quote Martin Luther King Jr. I'm sitting here like, this is the generation that's going to be,
oh,
you know,
my gosh,
running the country in like 20 years. God damn.
I think it has a lot to do with social media, too.
Yeah. Well, everybody has so a voice easier. And everybody yeah. can be heard and mm-hmm. be not, printed. And like, none of these people, no one ever listened to their ignorance prior to this. Mm-mm. And now you're actually quoting this person that said that we cannot quote Martin Luther King. Like, I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Like, it's true. I mean, I'm guilty of the same. Like, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this person said this to me, you know, and it's the same thing. It really is kind of crazy. But I mean, yeah, I wonder about all of that, having to, you know, walk around and worry about someone's going to take it wrong. And it's like, yeah.
Well, and you get to work in a really cool, you know, industry of comedy where people are expecting you to push boundaries and cross lines and all of that.
People never get offended.
Right.
Never. But did you ever have you ever like had a joke that like didn't go over well because of people just being too sensitive or something like that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, just yesterday I talked about the 600-pound life thing and I kind of felt the audience was like a little, and I was like, oh, come on, you guys. Like 600 pounds. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, well, be happy for her. She's getting gastric. She's on her own show. And she has a husband who's pushing her around. Like, yeah. I don't think her life's that bad. And we're entertained. Like, what? I don't know. Come
just
on,
lighten
people.
Up.
You
lighten
agreed
up.
To be on, you know, you agreed to be on the show. I'm not saying anything derogatory. I'm just stating what my opinion was of the show and talking about, like, hearing a 13-year-old boy's opinion of it. But the thing that kind of also bothers me is with all, like, the body shaming and then the body embracing, like, now it's I feel like there's a lot of like people posting pictures of them nude or their body, and it's like they try to show like an unflattered, like a Christy Teigen before she was pregnant would be like, look at this cellulite, and she's squeezing it. Oh God, I love her, she's so real. She's so real. And then it's like, oh, and then, or like just an ugly face. God, I love how real she is, that she's not just doing her, like, it's like, so now you're trying, now people are almost doing like ugly photos and unflattering photos to get the likes. Like, it used to be show the nudity, you know, oh, I'm showing my boobs because I'm a feminist. You're like, you want 3,000 likes. Yes. Stop mm-hmm. lying. Write something clever. And like, if that gets 3,000 retweets, then God love you. Like, that meant something.
Yeah.
But like, I hate when you do it a bit. Like, one time I was feeling myself. And it'd been a long trip away, and I just wanted some love from the internet. And I just took a picture of myself in a bikini, and I go, yeah, I'd like some compliments. Bring it on. I'm not going to lie to you.
Being honest about
it. I'm not going to take the picture and be like, look at Snooki, my dog, in the back. Like, when you're clearly wanting everyone to go, a nice, you know, or whatever. And it's like, no, I wanted people to say, nice, cute suit. You look good. Can't believe how old you are. Wish I could be you. Yeah, I needed it.
Hell
I needed
yeah.
to hear
definitely.
It. But it's like, be honest about it. Like, I hate all that. And I remember one time there was this picture that got so many retweets and likes, that it was a mom in a bikini and she had three kids and she had, like, you know, a bad stomach from having three kids. I have a bad stomach too, but it was like not great lighting. She could have, you know, she wasn't trying to mask it. And she's like, yeah, my stomach looks like shit, but, you know, they carried babies, they breastfed babies, da 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 da. And so she got all this stuff. So then I have like very veiny hands that I have since I was like in the third grade. They look kind of old. So I took a picture of my hands and I was like, before you criticize these hands have written New York Times bestsellers. They've carried babies. They've washed dishes. They've that. And like, again, nobody knew what I was getting at. They were like, your hands look great. Anybody that bags on Heather McDonald's hands is a like, oh my God. Like, just shut up trying to get, like, these people just are so desperate for the love.
Oh my
and it's
God.
Like, it's never going away. Like, we're in it, you know. There
yeah.
was a time when the worst thing someone could call you, at least when I was in high school, was you're conceited. And I don't even know that kids know what that word is.
No.
Because
yeah,
everyone is conceited.
They can't spell it even.
Everyone is.
True
everyone's tooting their own horn and everything. And so it's like, to say that people don't have any self-esteem, I'm like, really? They seem pretty confident to me.
Yeah.
You know, like they seem pretty confident. I think they're okay.
Gosh, good times.
Again, we've been talking to Heather McDonald. Check her out at the Parlor Live. There's a show tonight, 7:30 and 10 p.m., as well as tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 p.m. Get all your info at parlorlive.com. I did have a question. We did have a, we had a topic not too long ago on the broadcast, and it was, what is the sexiest non-sexual thing you can find, like you find in a man? And Taryn shared a story about what her man does, like that has nothing to do with sex, but
it, and he knows it drives me wild when he puts on a tool belt to like put a nail in the wall. Like it's not he's actually like a carpenter, but he has this tool belt from 20 years ago when he was, and he puts that on, and I'm like, God damn it, tear that tool belt off of you. But it's not, you know, it's not. An actual tool belt by itself is not sexy, but when he puts it on, it drives me wild. Yeah. So do you have a thing like that?
I mean, honestly, the like the bet. Listen, my husband, it's interesting because like sometimes your marriage will, there'll be very similar things to your parents' marriage. And like my parents, you know, my dad was like really loyal. You know, they stayed till they're both died. They were like, you know, married for 50 years and. But it wasn't like they always did cars, but it wasn't like gifts. Like my mom wasn't like a labely person whose husband brought her home like a Louis Vuitton bag. And my marriage is that too. Like the gifts probably, like actual gifts probably stopped like year four, like of like him going to a store and getting me something. And I have to say, like some half the times it really wasn't something like I really adored or loved. So I was like, okay, fine, you know. But there was one year early in the marriage that we had this small house, and so I wanted to put mirrored doors on the closet because it was so small, and then I'd have like, and I just mentioned that, and then I came home one day, and he's like, oh, hey, I want to show you something over here, and he brought me to the bedroom and showed me this little door that went outside, and I looked, and then I looked over and saw that he'd put the mirrored doors in, and I jumped him right there.
Like, oh, yeah. I was like, in front of the mirror?
And to this day, yes. And to this day, like, that was like, the sweetest. And the other really sweet thing that he did is when I was dating him, he didn't have a hairdryer because why would he, you know, and he's got short hair. And so he called me up and he's like, I got you a present. I'm like, what? And he goes, I got you a little kitten. It's right. Oh, hi. And I'm on the phone going, oh my God, what the f*** am I going to do with a kitten? Like, I'm going to have to, I never had a cat. And I was like, I'm going to have to act like this kitten. And he goes, I'm just kidding. I got you a hair dryer. And it was like twofold. One, that he knew that I would be bricks and he got me a kitten. And B, that like, he actually got me, noticed that I wanted a hair, didn't ask for it, but like was out and was like, let me get her a hair dryer. So it was like, I always think it's like those kind of thoughtful things. Like, yes, there's times when your husband won't study spelling with your fourth grader. But and there are those times when he will get you the hairdryer or
that's
get you
awesome.
The favorite thing that
just
you,
listening.
Yeah,
it's a huge thing. Men don't do that often.
You know what? Their listening skills have gone way down with texting. So you now with my husband, if I tell him anything, he'll be like, did you put it in the calendar or did you text me? And so now I have to do that with everything.
Oh, yeah.
And also it covers your bases like a legal document where you said, I did tell you that. Because so many times I'm like, roll the tape back. And now I have a couple witnesses, the kids, and they'll be like, no, Dad, she did say that. And he's like, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, thank God, thank God. You know, and the same thing with me. Then they also will say, no, Mom, you did say that wrong or something. I'm like, no, I just
said it.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, we'll have cameras, texting. Everything has to be like registered as
a little paper trail. It's nice.
Yeah, exactly.
but Sage came up with something really fun for us to play.
Okay, good.
So I'll let her kick it off.
So who are your top three celebrities?
Crushes.
Celebrity crushes.
Oh, for men?
Men.
Or women.
I mean, look-wise,
whatever floats your boat.
It's Ben Affleck in The Town.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah.
I mean,
have you seen Batfleck, by the way?
I have not seen. I'm not into like superhero stuff, but I mean,
he's hot.
He's so hot. He's an awful husband, but he is so hot. But he was a great gangster boyfriend in the Boston Town movie. Who else? Channing Tatum. In the first Magic Mike.
Not the second?
No, the second was great too, but I only saw like the end of the second like one night, so I didn't, because I heard it wasn't that good, but I just loved him in that. I loved the
dancing.
Oh my God. Who's like the other one?
Brad
Ray Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And that character,
Liev,
Ray Donovan.
Liev Schreiber as Ray Donovan.
As Ray Donovan, as a gangster in Calabasas.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So now you have to marry,
screw,
kill one.
Are now we doing them as the normal stars, or are we doing them in those characters?
You could do them as the characters.
Okay.
So bang, is it kill, bang, marry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to bang Ben Affleck in the town.
Okay. Good choice.
I'm like, get it, girl.
Let us know how it is.
It's hard, man.
It is. It's so difficult.
Because I know Channing Tatum is probably very similar to his character as he is in real life.
I am going to marry Channing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to marry him. I've met him a couple times. And I'm marrying him. And he's young, and the body's going to stay good a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have to kill Ray Donovan because he's going to probably go to prison anyway.
Yeah.
He cheats on his wife all the time.
That's good. Good choices. Good
Thank
choices.
You. I love really analyzing. Yeah. Like, it's completely real. Like,
I appreciate that. You took it very seriously, and that's what we love.
All right, my favorite thing to do, icebreaker, especially if you don't know anybody, it's to do the same thing where it's like, okay, ask, what are your top three celebrity, like, crushes? But I love doing this to guys because it always throws them off. Okay, those are good choices for your ladies. Okay, three guys for you guys. Or if you're a girl, three girls, celebrity girls. Because I think, that makes you think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. Jennifer Lawrence is probably up there for me, though. I feel like she'd be the kind of girl you'd have
Wait,
sex with.
Wait, to you be a lesbian or are you a guy?
Yeah, lesbian. Okay. Like, to be a lesbian.
Oh, to be a lesbian.
So, like, switch genders.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like you'd have sex with her and then just eat pizza all afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in bed. I think that'd be a pretty awesome lay.
Pretty awesome.
I don't know. I'm thinking, what would I like with a dude?
Vicky has thought about this.
Vicky has contemplated her lesbian affairs.
I have ADD, so my mind just goes...
To me, the most beautiful women, I think Padma.
Oh, I love her.
I mean, just that skin. And she likes to eat. And she's super rich.
Yeah. That does not hurt.
Yeah.
From like the rich old men that she's been with and her own money.
But she's a straight up triple threat right there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And she's cool. So, I think that she'd, It used to be Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
She played a lesbian model that had AIDS in Gia. It's a very famous HBO movie. I suggest everybody watch it. There's this one part where, and it was like this one, like you didn't see a lot of lesbian on TV. Like now that's everywhere. Like GLAAD has done its fucking job. But there was a time when like, and so she's like this lesbian, but nobody knows she's a lesbian. And then she gets with this makeup artist who's kind of a lesbian, but she has like a boyfriend at home. And she's doing this photo shoot and you know, Angelina Jolie has, well now, I mean, this is before her breast issue, which it had been, so she had real boobs. And she throws herself against this chain link fence, and the nips pop out through the chain link fence. She's so gorgeous. She's so hot, and she was kind of like a lesbian who was like she had this girly body, but she still was like a little, like, manly lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it was just,
Ooh, that's a good, okay, now I'm...
It's getting warm in here.
I'm telling you. I mean, I actually really love watching lesbian and gay men scenes.
Oh, yeah. Do you watch Girls?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the one with the
full on butt?
And there was that episode. And then when what's Hannah and the gal at the retreat, when she was going on the gal at the retreat, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, there was so much action happening. It was very exciting.
Is this the new season or the,
yes,
the new
season? Alert.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Well,
but it's cool.
Well, I remember, like, I always thought, you know, with gay sex, men, I thought that, like, literally the guy had to be behind the guy.
Right?
I didn't know that you could, like, a man and a woman, and it's just 2 inches lower.
Yeah.
To get into the...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to see two guys do it like that, I was like, how did I always think that forever it was almost like a standing up or like
a doggy style?
Yeah. I thought that was it. Like you couldn't, you know?
Couldn't do missionary.
I totally thought the same thing when I saw that. I was like, they're doing missionary? What? Like,
Really,
I watch a lot more porn than you guys do.
Because
I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that's a normal
thing. That's a normal thing. I have no idea. Glad we were on the same page with that.
Yeah.
Vicky and I are like, eh.
Like, should see some of the
porn
the,
watchers here.
I watch some of the weirder stuff on porn.
It's all about X videos, man.
Oh my goodness.
What are X videos?
It's a website.
Okay. There's like the Jinx. Porn tube or the red tube or
it just kind of like collects all of them together. So it's just like one big database.
And now when you're watching it, are you like watching it with your lover? Or are you just watching it like you would watch, like, you know, Bravo or what? Like,
I mean, it really depends. Lately, I've just been watching it on my own.
I don't watch any porn.
Really?
I never really did. There was a time where we like had Cinemax and my husband and I would like watch some of it. And then I don't think we have it anymore now that we have kids. But Cinemax is like kind of what like Camille Grammer did. Do you know who she is in The Real Housewives? It's like soft porn.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like you're not full on vivid, but like you're never going to work again. Okay. So and that kind of porn I liked. Like it was always like.
Like kind of erotica stuff.
Yeah, it was always like in an office, and then like one girl starts making out with another girl, and then like a guy gets in. That's like kind of my favorite.
Yeah,
and then it's like a lot of pencil skirts that are just lifted over the waist in the office. A lot of office sex.
It's very tasteful.
Yes, that's but like to me, I'm like oh yeah, like yeah, and then when I've seen like rougher stuff than that, I'm like. Like, I didn't even know, like, things like a camera could get that close. And so, like, I just kind of. But once you, so I'm not, like, against it, but it does really, like, register in my brain the more offensive things that I've seen. Like, I can remember it, like, post-traumatic stress disorder. Oh, like, I went to Iraq. So that's where I'm, like, I feel like that's what scares me about kids and stuff seeing stuff too young and their perception of what a girl would want or something.
Totally.
You know, like, so I mean, I have to tell my son, I'm like, look, no matter how much I am around or check your computer or whatever, you're going to be with some boys and they're going to show you some sick You know, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know that that is not what girls want.
Yeah.
You know, they want you to treat them well and be nice and be loyal to them and like, you know, and not because that is what's really screwed up guys that are like your age now.
Yeah.
Because they grew up watching so much of that and they become weird and like intimidated by you guys and they don't know because they were exposed to all that way before they ever had their own actual relationship with a girl. And so that's.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate too because you do get the like for like I like sex and I feel like everyone in this room probably likes sex and I'm very vocal about it.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes being vocal about it saying, "Hey, I like to experiment. I want to know what I like, what I want in a partner when I do end up getting married." But then you get labeled the fun you are a whore because you've had sex with X amount of guys. But it's okay. I've had the same amount of partners and I'm a dude and that's totally fine for me.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like and I think does the porn
it,
thing,
it,
yeah.
Does it really still feel that way with you guys in your 20s? Like, I feel like I don't feel like there is that judgment as much anymore.
I get it with the older guys. Like, when I'm like, when I want to date, like, maybe like 8 to 10 years older, I do get it a little bit more. Like, oh, you like this kind of stuff? Oh, that means you've had sex with like a dude before. Like, I don't know. They like the virginal effect. Like, oh, I like A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. Oh, how do you know you like A, B, and C? It's because you've had sex with dudes and experimented A, B, and C. And it's just like, okay, I'm out. I'm done.
I think the thing is that they want to show you it. They want to be the ones to make you a freak.
Yeah.
But you and I are already freaks to begin with. Yeah. So
I think a lot of younger girls are freaks and have found their freaky side. And then you get with a guy who's maybe 34 who got married at 26 and is now divorced. And he's never choked a girl or done any of that crazy shit. And at first, maybe it's kind of crazy that this girl is like licking. This is really nice. Got this 26-year-old girl wants my, you know. But then I think it's literally like it's such a big dichotomy between the generations of like what sex is and what like I always said, and people were like, Heather, I don't know what you're talking about. My main thing is like part of the reason I'm like God, not part of the reason. Obviously, I'm staying married. You know, I love my husband, but I think like if I was to go out there. I mean, I would probably have to, like, take a weekend of, like, porn and sex lessons. Like, I really could not compete. Certainly not with the two of you, maybe, with Blondie.
Well, but, like, I feel like we're channeling
like,
each other.
Yeah, like, I mean, don't you, let's just be graphic and, you know, isn't everybody doing by the time?
Yeah.
I mean, do you,
it's a thing.
I mean, you kind of have to give up by, like, the third date, right? Or no one's asking you back. Like, sex by the first or second. By the third.
Yeah, that's average.
Is that
sure.
an average thing? Let's just be honest.
It depends on the size of the dude, but it's.
Yeah.
Lately I've realized, like, over the course of this last year, that's become more of a thing for me. So it's like, yes,
That you like it. That you like it.
I'm actually liking it. I never thought I would. I'd be like, okay, you want to do this? That's fine. You know, you can do something for me later. But no, yeah. I want to say, yeah, third or fourth.
Oh, my God. I was married before, and then I'm divorced, and I have a new boyfriend. And,
right.
And, well, not new. We've been together for years now. But same with him. He was married to the same person for 15 years.
Yeah.
Got divorced, and now we date each other. So we've discovered a lot of these things together for, like, first times together. Because we never were, like, doing that. We were married, and it wasn't a thing when I was single.
Yeah.
I mean, I got married when I was, like, 23, so I never did that. But you know, he and I definitely have done experimentation. Woo!
No, I mean, I think it's great. Like, I think, like, there's a lot of envy I have, like, about you guys, and, you know, that you can do this stuff and experiment this stuff and have this fun, and... But I mean, then I also feel like it's really hard, very hard, because I think because all that happens so fast and so quickly, and you guys, you're being dudes and you want it, and then both sides don't know, like, well, when are we gonna, like, be a relationship?
Yeah,
oh, I can totally attest to that.
What's really hard then?
Yeah,
like, and when do we make love?
Yeah,
well, that's
or
the
how
thing.
Do we make
we
love?
Have, 18 times, but I'd like to make love to you.
That's the thing, is that, and I'm sure Vicky can attest to this, but you get into this routine of just kinky stuff, and then one of these days, you're not going to want that. You're just going to want to, like, you know, candles, all that stuff.
Just bread and butter boning.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
I just want the vanilla.
Just
for, like,
a nice Sunday bone and some pasta. Can we just have that?
And Netflix.
Exactly.
I don't think it's just a sex thing, like jumping into sex so soon. I think that's part of it, but I think it's the cell phone generation, the texting generation,
and the Tinder, and
just
Tinder.
Like, it's so easy.
I quote unquote, like, I feel like I know these guys. Like, I've been talking to them for a couple, like, a week or two now, and it's like, whoa, I feel like I've been on, like, three dates with you, or I know as much information about you as I would have if we would have gone on three dates, and I haven't even met you yet.
Well, with social media and background, like, you're gonna know everything. You're gonna know, like, where he went to school. You could investigate and go, oh my God, he had a blonde girlfriend for 2 years. I'm a hot Latina. Will he really like me? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you start
analyzing this stuff, and you start da-da-da, and then, you know, and then you wonder all about that. And that's what the bummer is, because it's like, there's just no blind dates anymore.
Yeah.
And I think I'd like to, like, try to bring that back. Like,
you should have a blind date show.
Yeah, I'm going to bring you this person there. You absolutely can do no research. Like, almost like you're an OJ juror. We're going to sequester you. And you're not, and I'm just gonna, and you have to find out this person by actually dating him and talking to him on the phone. No texting, no emojis, no sexting. Talk to him on the phone, have him pick you up on dates. Straight
I want
up,
that.
Like, bring back 1994,
yes.
Straight up.
Like, I would be down with that. Like, I have a couple of my girlfriends, and they're either married or in long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always like, all right, if your significant others have guys that I would be interested in, like, as friends, just set me up on a blind date. Tell them, like, a little bit about me, make sure they're going to be interested, but then just set it up. I will show up, or he can come pick me up or whatever. I don't want to know anything, because I'm so used to knowing everything.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of ruins
you. The best thing to do is for them to have, like, a party, like a casual thing. And they can.
I'm socially awkward, though.
That's what alcohol's for, honey.
Well, yeah. That's the only reason why I drink. Lubricant.
I kind of feel like that's like the. But I think that's the best thing, because then it's like, if there's not an attraction or whatever, you were going to the party anyway, but there could be something, and your friend could be like, okay, this is the guy I told you about. He's the realtor, da da da, or whatever. And then you're like, and then that's fine.
Yeah.
That's all. But, like, and then, so there's no, like, hurt feelings. Like, he's not necessarily rejecting you, and you're not necessarily rejecting him, but you're at the same party together.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work for your friend, though. I'm already exhausted.
Yeah. Let's just go start going up to random guys on the street. Like, will you out with me? Will you go out with me? See what happens.
Well, and I don't even think that, like, happens so much
anymore. Wait, but you're not on my phone on Tinder. Why are you approaching me?
I'm kind of tempted. I'm going to Comic-Con after this, right here in Emerald City Comic-Con. A lot of cute nerds.
I bet.
And I'm sitting there, like, sometimes like a kid in a candy store. I'm like, you're pretty.
Oh my God, hi.
Hi. And you're wearing a Batman shirt. Oh.
I would think, yeah.
I might just do that.
I think you're going to kill it this afternoon at Comic-Con. I
just go up to random dudes and be like, hey, what's your name?
Totally.
Do it. I don't care. Bring back the old school.
Let's see if we can do the old school.
What you guys should do is you should have, like, Rev or someone, like, walk with you with two chairs in his hands. And then as soon as you see a really cute guy, be like, all right, set the chairs down, sit down.
Date
we're
going
to have a date.
Oh,
damn it.
Film
I need
it
to
all.
Get chairs.
Yep.
The only checklist. Problem with this whole
chairs?
Situation.
Yes.
No, but again, we've been talking to Heather McDonald. Again, check out her performance at Parlor Live in Bellevue tonight, which is Friday, April 8th, for those who are listening, you know, maybe tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. Of course, Saturday, April 9th, 7:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. And you have like a lot of awesome books, comedy specials. Check that all out.
Yes. And go listen to my podcast, which yes. is called Juicy yep. Scoop.
And talk about
my sound going weird. Maybe it's just but it's my podcast is Juicy Scoop on Podcast One. Just Juicy Scoop at Heather McDonald. It's all free. There's no paywall. You can go all the way back. I have 42 episodes, and actually on episode 35, I start this thing called Serial Sister, Ooh. Where I talk about my crazy siblings, which is something I've never talked about in either one of my books. And both my books, You'll Never in This Town Again, which is all about my dating life in the 90s.
Yes.
And being a stand-up and struggling and all that, which is some really funny stories. And my Inappropriate Life, my two books, they're also available on audio, on Audible.
Oh, wow.
With
awesome.
Me telling it. So I think with the podcast becoming so popular with people, the audio versions of books are really, mm-hmm. you know. So, but anyway, yeah, check that out and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather McDonald.
Yep, and then you have a website as well, heathermcdonald.net, Facebooks, all that good stuff.
Yeah, with other dates and stuff. So, yeah, I'm just starting to do Snapchat. I'm like, oh, another thing.
I know. I'm still...
Exhausting.
I'll do really good with it for like 2 days, and then I'll be off it for like a week, and I'm like, oh, my God, I keep forgetting to snap.
And then now, and then when you look, everybody has their new, whatever.
The new little Facebook
pictures. Yes.
I'm so behind on that
And everybody's doing like the pig face and the da-da.
I'm it's
like,
the dog face.
And they're like, no, you're going to love it. I'm like, am I?
I haven't even done it. It's cool.
I just really like the ones that like distort your face.
Or the and switch then... face. The switch face switch is kind of funny because yeah. a girl switched a face with me last night after the show. And she had her hair parted down the middle. And my hair looked better on her. I'm like, you need to do a side part. Like,
oh
I'm like, seriously. Like, it's kind of a fun thing if you want to, like, think if you should change your hair.
Yeah.
You do the switching the faces, yep. and it's, like, perfect. You don't have to really experiment.
A look into a
that.
Whole
that
new world.
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, we laughed. We actually got pretty serious. I love,
we laughed,
like,
cried. No, we didn't.
No, we got into some serious, awesome discussions.
I can cry really quickly.
Yeah.
If we need that.
If we need tears.
Do it. No, no. I'm just kidding. No, but thank you for joining us. This has been a lot of fun.
I loved meeting you guys. You're all so interesting and funny, and it was really, I love getting all the insight. I love, seriously, I'm, like, obsessed with, like, dating life and what it's like, and I'm glad I'm not you.
Oh my god, it's okay. Stressful. Yeah.
They tell me stories all the time where I'm like, dear God,
I love hearing
so happy
about
to
it.
Be in a committed relationship.
I love hearing about it. It fills my life. It's why I do Juicy Scoop. It's a Juicy Scoop. But then I'm just like, oh, maybe this.
You go home and hug your husband.
Maybe this guy is not so bad.
Well, thank you, Heather. We love
thank you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on the broadcast.
You.